Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Just clarify on Turnbull, your concern about is his innings limit over the course of the season, but it's still pretty clear cut that when Walker comes back, Turnbull moves to the pen?
No, it's not clear cut. No.
Well, better not be clear cut, you know, because one guy here is pitching his butt off. The other guy, I'm not sure if he's actually ready. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. We'll get back to all of the Sixers phone calls and the Eagles with the rumors they may trade up for a corner in the NFL draft. But, Hugh, the Phillies, the vibes are really good right now in almost everything, right? The offense, like you called, has picked up. Trey has been outstanding lately. Rojas has figured it out. And the pitching staff has been, for my money, the best in the National League. And you could put them right up there with the best in baseball. That's how good the starting pitching has been so far. And, Hugh, part of that starting pitching has been Spencer Turnbull, who took a no-hitter deep into the game on Friday night. He has a 1.23 ERA through four starts. He has been outstanding. Yet, it sounds like the plan is going to be to take him out of this rotation. He's going to pitch this week against the Reds, and it sounds like the next time through, Taijuan Walker goes into the rotation, Turnbull leaves the rotation. So Walker has gone through his rehab. He pitched yesterday at AAA. He got up to 102 pitches. Obviously, I didn't watch the game. It's AAA, but I did see some of what he did. Only got two swings and misses. It didn't seem like he was dominant yesterday. Hugh, I know money talks, and he's a $72 million pitcher. I have no interest in taking Spencer Turnbull out of this rotation to put Walker back in. This is not an easy call. It's a good problem to have, right, having another healthy pitcher to go along with a good one. But I want Turnbull to keep pitching.
Yeah. I mean, but it looks like he's going to go into that bullpen and be your long relief. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. And plus, you know, you got to give Taijuan Walker a chance to work his way back in there. And I know that nobody cares about that. But, you know, you are paying this man a lot of money. And a lot of times in situations like this, the money does talk. And you do want him to be the guy that you have to depend on at some point during the season. So it's always good to have Turnbull. You know what he can do and if you need him to pitch like that. But he's going to go back into the bullpen and be a long man.
So two things I don't care about, I'm going to tell you right now. One, how much money Taijuan Walker makes. And I know you're right. I don't have to care, and I won't. That's the Phillies' problem, not my problem. Here's the other thing, and I want to make sure I'm not saying this in a crass way because I don't want any player to ever get hurt, and I understand teams have to think about the health of their players. But you know what I keep hearing about Turnbull?
What's that?
He hasn't pitched many innings, right, because he's had a lot of injuries the last couple years. So he's going to run out of innings. You know, we don't want him to hurt his arm. And again, I'm going to say this in the nicest possible way.
The nicest way.
Spencer Turnbull's not a prospect. He's not part of the Phillies' future, most likely, right? He's on a one-year deal. He's kind of a journeyman pitcher who's helping the Phillies right now.
Mm-hmm.
Why am I, as a fan, worried about his innings and his pitches? Like, this isn't like Andrew Painter or Mick Abel, where in a perfect world, they're here for the next 10 years. This guy's a one-year deal. Like, if he's pitching well right now, let him pitch. I just, the rush to get Walker back in doesn't make any sense to me. Here's what I would do. Bring Walker back, make him the long man in the bullpen, and then if Turnbull starts to struggle, we swap him back out. I just feel like the Phillies are in a division race against a great Braves team, and I got to hope that Taijuan Walker's ready to pitch next weekend. It feels weird. Like, imagine if I told you without saying the names, the Phillies have a pitcher that through four starts has a 1.2 ERA, and we're taking him out of the rotation.
That would sound a little ridiculous.
Yeah.
That would sound a little ridiculous. And to be honest, Joe, I don't have a good reason to tell you why they're doing this outside of the fact that they believe in Taijuan Walker and they're going to give him the opportunity to go out there and fail. Now, if it doesn't work, it's always not a bad problem to have knowing that you can put Spencer Turnbull back in there and he can pitch for you. But I can't give you a honest reason why I think why they're doing this. Because even when they made the announcement, everybody was kind of like,
huh?
Why would you do that?
They're giving Turnbull one more start. He's scheduled to pitch either Wednesday or Thursday in Cincinnati against the Reds. I wonder if they changed their mind on Wednesday or Thursday. Like, let's just say he goes out there Wednesday. It's six shutout innings against Cincinnati Reds, and he lowers his ERA to like 1.0. I mean, you'd have to be crazy to just take him out of the rotation. Kyle, what are you feeling on this? I mean, Walker says he's ready. Yesterday, he got two swings and misses on 102 pitches in AAA, and I'm supposed to send him out there and take Turnbull out.
Yeah, he can say he's ready all he wants. I'm not ready to see Taiwan Walker back in this Phillies rotation as the number five guy. At least if they want to do something like that, they can put him in as the sixth guy.
Sure.
But you can't take Spencer Turnbull out of this rotation. He's pitching too well. And I just don't like Taiwan Walker's attitude at all. I mean, he was
still rubbed you the wrong way.
Well, crying about not getting into the rotation in the playoffs. Like, sorry, buddy, you suck. And he's going to probably do the same thing where he's crying about getting hit. Like, if he's a sixth man, I'm sure he's going to mope about that. Like, I just don't want any parts of Taiwan Walker. The Phillies pitching staff has been outstanding. He feels like a guy that's going to, like, tank the ERA average. Like, you throw him in with his 4-5. And all the rest of the guys got two O's. Like, it's just not a guy that I want being a part of this thing.
And I know you might say, Joe, it's a fifth starter. Like, is it that big of a difference? But I think we could be in a division race that comes down to a game or two against the Braves. Like, it wouldn't shock me at all if the Braves win 95 and the Phillies win 94 or the opposite. Like, they're really good. And the Braves haven't really slowed down yet without Strider. They're winning. I think the Braves are the only team in the NL with a better record than the Phillies by one game. I think they are. I mean, like, these teams are really good. And if they're coming down to a game or two, I need the most wins as possible. These games count as well. 215-592-9494. You can weigh in on the Turnbull, Taiwan Walker impending decision for the Phillies. Do we have some quick news here?
Yeah. So according to the Phillies, Bryce Harper is going on the paternity list today.
Paternity.
Congratulations to the Harpers.
Cody Clemens, now active. But no Harper tonight, it looks like.
This is baby three for Bryce?
No, I just find it funny when you hear you say a man's going on paternity. I get it, but it's just kind of.
Well, what are they
going to
call it?
Well, they're not putting him on maternity leave. You
know? No,
I mean,
but
that's a little
like,
bit. Better.
I mean, I get it. It just sounds funny. I mean, congratulations to Bryce.
That's awesome.
Listen, that's an awesome time. Awesome time.
What are you trying to say, Hugh?
Nothing at all.
Trying to call Harper soft?
No, I'm just saying. I just thought it was funny. Like the paternity pops going on paternity leave.
Soft.
Well, what do you call it if it's not paternity?
I don't
leave?
Know. I just thought it was funny. I don't know what you call it outside it. I just
that's
it
what
funny.
It's called.
You have to call it the paternity list. Well, congratulations to the Harpers, and that's awesome. Baby number three.
Not playing tonight.
Well, no, he's a little busy tonight, and they're at Cincinnati anyway, so I don't think he can make his way out there. But no, congratulations, and the Phillies have obviously welcome him back when he arrives. So I wonder what they do. Was he a little bum at first for a few days? I imagine this is a few-day thing. I mean, every player kind of does it different in baseball because, like, in football, it's only one game a week, so you could kind of work your way around it. I don't know when he returns. Maybe it's later this series. Maybe it's in San Diego this weekend. I just wonder who we think maybe Bohm to first and get.
Clemens is up, so he's a first baseman.
He could. But do you really want Cody Clemens starting?
Oh yeah,
you do.
No, but I mean, if you can, that way you can keep Bohm at third.
You could, or you could get Whit Merrifield some at bats, hit
sure.
a home run Friday.
I mean, and then
Saturday.
You got Sosa to play with. They have a lot of different ways they can go.
Yeah, so we'll see. All right, congratulations to the Harpers. 215-592-9494. Mad Mike in King of Prussia. What's up?
Go.
What's up, Mad Mike?
Hey, how we doing, guys?
Good, Mike.
Man, what's going on, man?
I'm just calling because let's all be really honest. Joel Embiid is only back so that he can say, I came back, and then he's hoping this series is over quick so he can recuperate so he can play in the Olympics. He does not care about this playoff series.
Well,
I don't know if I believe that.
I would hope that's not true.
I think it is true. Yeah. If it were any other player, I would think they wouldn't be coming back at all. But he wants to play in the Olympics. He's already had two games where he's had, like, he's fallen down and he's looked like he's re-injured his knee. And I swear to you, this guy only really cares about playing the Olympics or anything that gives him accolades. And this playoff series does not mean anything to him.
I don't know if I believe that, man, Mike.
Well, you should, because that's true.
He feels like the weight of his legacy is starting to wear him a little bit, and he realizes that he ain't got too many of these left, man. I think he's going to try to fight through this, and I think he's going to play well tonight.
Also, let's just be really honest with the Phillies as well. They're as great as they are beating up on garbage teams, their bullpen is atrocious. And when you start playing real teams, this team is going to get exposed.
Well, they'll start seeing more real teams. And, Mike, we appreciate it. So, look, we could be real the last week. The Rockies and White Sox, it was the most favorable stretch of a schedule you're going to get in a long time. I mean, those teams are – the White Sox make the Bad News Bears look like a real baseball team.
They were pretty bad.
Now the schedule's about to get a little bit more challenging. The Reds this week. I think the Reds could be a playoff.
Well, they're like 12-9.
They're 12-9. And then they go to San Diego, and San Diego's 12-12. They could pitch a little bit, and they have some hitters that could. I mean, Tatis is obviously a great player. They're a decent team, and it'll be on the road. And then next week they go see our buddy Mike Trout and the Angels. So. Like, these teams aren't great they're facing the next 10 days, but they're certainly
winnable teams.
Yeah.
And I think there's something to be said about having confidence and momentum going into this series as well. A lot of people talked about the fact, and it's not lost on me, that the two teams that you played against are pretty bad.
Yeah.
But they get paid the same day that everybody else in Major League Baseball gets paid, I would assume. So, I mean, that's not your fault. If they're bad, my coach used to say all the time, if they're bad, beat them because they're bad. And you went out there, you did exactly what you were supposed to do. You beat the bad team.
So, Mike brought up a point about the bullpen. Obviously, the starters have been great. The bullpen's been a little choppier. I still feel good about this bullpen. I feel it's been a couple of bad innings. So, like, Alvarado, I feel good when he's out there. Hoffman's been excellent. Strom's been maybe their best guy. Sir Anthony gives me a little worry. I don't think he's been great. Soto gives me a little worry. But now they have Kirkering back. I still feel, like, the top four or five relievers they have, I still feel good about those guys, Kyle. I'm not worried. Soto, I don't love. I haven't loved since he got here, but it's still a good bullpen.
It's really just Soto and Pinto who've not been good.
Yeah, and Pinto's just taking up space until they get another long reliever.
Those are guys that you put in when you're up seven runs, and you just hope that they don't let up another seven.
Now they almost did.
They've tried to, but you know that's not the guy. Like if it were guys like Alvarado or whoever that you're relying on, and you think are going to need to pitch big innings in the postseason, then you worry. But if it's guys that like really are rarely going to see the bump. Then it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, look, Alvarado, Hoffman, Strom are the three best. I think Kirkering's right there with them. And then they have to get Sir Anthony going again. I mean, that's going to be the key to have five good relievers, and then they'll figure it out. The pitching, I have honestly no concerns with the pitching, unless they make this silly move and take our guy Turnbull, he's our guy now, out of this rotation for Taiwan Walker. Again, I know it's just a AAA game. And maybe he's just trying to like work on things to you like a spring training game. He only got two swings and misses yesterday, 102 pitches against the minor leaguers.
That bothers you.
Well, because if he can't get minor leaguers to swing and miss, how's he going to get big leaguers to swing and miss?
Yeah, maybe like you said, Joe, maybe he was working on something.
Oh, I got a spoiler for you, Joe. Yeah. He's not. He's not going to get major leaguers. To swing.
I don't think he is either. Gary in Whitehall. What's up, Gary?
Yo, hey, how you doing, Joe and you? What's happening?
Gary, how you been, buddy?
I'm doing all right, Joe. First of all, yeah, deja vu again. There was no need to do that fancy off-the-backboard alley-oop to myself, knowing that you're not 100%, knowing that more than likely you're going to hurt yourself, and you're going to do something stupid like that. And that was just idiotic. Here we go again. That's all I got to say about the Sixers. They're done. They've been done. And I believe it or not, I got to agree with Mad Mike. It's all about the personal accolade. So,
well, I hope that's not it, and we can't get in the guy's head. But you and I see the dunks similarly. I just thought it was unnecessary risk on a knee that obviously isn't right. And then you know he just wasn't the same after
the
game.
A nasty dunk, though.
Right.
Well, it was
exactly.
Yeah, but that's not what it's about. It's about winning basketball.
It was about changing momentum. I am stuck, and I'm adamant about the fact that would have been, if he would have landed correctly, that'd have been a momentum swinger.
2 points sure. is 2 points.
Yeah, it was still a momentum swinger, though.
But he didn't. But anyway, real quick on Howie. I really just want to talk about the Phillies, but really quick on Howie. You know damn well he's going into the trenches. That's all he does. He's first round. He's going to go get his heir apparent to Lane Johnson, and that's where he's going. I'd love to see a corner. I don't think it's going to happen, but you never know.
I don't know, dog.
You never know.
I think they're taking a corner because this whole hype about them not taking a corner since in the first round since Lito Shepard, I think there's a possibility that they might need one. They might take one.
Well, they need one. We'll see if they take one.
Well, it's true. I mean, now you say that, they never want to spend a lot of money on a running back either. So,
Gary, maybe this is the offseason where he kind of breaks from his own tradition. We'll see. Gary, I think if they stay at 22, lineman probably is where they land because the two big corners are going to go way before 22. So I think you're right. They go trenches if they stay at 22. But if they move up, maybe they go get one of these corners.
True. But as far as Phillies go, hey, Yogi always says it's the best. Baseball is all about 90% pitching. And, I thought the 2011 – Four Aces was the best pitching staff I ever saw. I don't know about that now. I mean, this staff, and I totally agree. Hey, Kylan Walker, sorry. You know what? You know, he comes back in. Okay, yeah, you had Turnbull to piggyback him. But I don't mess with that rotation right now. I don't mess with it one iota. Let him rehab till he gets it all right. And, you know, he's getting paid, so what's he worried about?
Well, you're right about that. He gets that money either way, Gary. We appreciate it. The other thing with Turnbull is, I get it, Hugh. A lot of people think, because he didn't pitch much last year because he was hurt, right? He doesn't have – Turnbull probably physically can't last the full season.
Mm-hmm.
So some people think, well, get him out now, and then maybe you could preserve his arm. But I don't know. If he's got 10 good starts in him, give me 10 good starts, and I'll worry about if
it's – Yeah, but you
got
to worry about – wait a minute. Did Gary just say that this is the best pitching staff since – The 4-8, you mean like Cole Hamels?
Well, I think the way he framed it was this one he'd put on that level.
In 21 games? That's
it's early. It's early.
It's a little early.
I'm not hyperbole. There yet. I'm not there yet.
I mean, you're talking about the one that won the World Series.
No, well, they didn't win it in 2011. Their pitching got better as the team made it less far in the playoffs. But the 2011 pitching staff was amazing, right? With Oswalt and Hamels and Lee and Halliday. I don't – like my instinct right now is they're not quite that great.
Nah. And I was thinking about that because those four aces, I was thinking about that, those are the ones that – but they did win – those guys did win the World Series.
No. Only Hamels won the World Series.
Okay.
That team won 102 games but didn't get out of the first round.
Gotcha.
So I would say this pitching staff is the best in the NL right now and could be the best all year. But there's still – I mean, there's still some question marks. Like, could Sanchez keep pitching like this all year? I don't know. I mean, it'd be amazing if he does. But – I have no reservation saying how Wheeler belongs in the same category as Halliday and Lee and those guys.
Gotcha. Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah, Wheeler definitely belongs. Nola, he's been good. But again, and we're talking about...
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's the greatest pitching rotation in Phillies history. If they're below that, it's okay. You willing to go there yet, Kyle? I'm not. It's great as, and they're very impressive. I'm not yet at 2011 level.
No. I wouldn't go there yet. I think they have to dominate in the playoffs.
Yeah, for me to go. And the other thing is that those 2011 guys, they had a track record before the season. Like, Sanchez doesn't yet, and even Suarez doesn't quite yet.
No, and like, plus, they probably need to do it against more teams than the Rockies and the White Sox.
I think that's fair.
Who are like maybe the two most miserable baseball teams I've ever watched.
The White Sox are dead on April 22nd.
That dude falling, the right fielder falling and tripping over the warning track was like a microcosm of the White Sox.
I don't even know how they get up and suit up to play the rest of the games. Their season is over. It's April 22nd.
Look, Hugh's been on those teams before. He can tell you about it.
Yeah.
That was a shot.
The 95 Jets.
But you still got to play, man. Like, you still got to play. Yeah, I mean, you're still a professional team.
It's like Hugh and I's fantasy baseball team.
You got to still show up, bro. You got to show up and you got to play hard. That's on your resume.
I was about to make fun of your fantasy, but
we show up every week and
we
play.
I have not started off well this season. So, when did you know the '95 season was over with the Jets? Was it day one or like half the season in?
The '95 season, we went down to Miami and got trounced.
So actually, let's talk about '96. You went 1-15. Did you know in training camp you were bad?
No, no. But when we started losing, like after a while, it was like that ride.
And it dawned on
you. Yeah, that ride home became longer and longer.
So you guys started 0-8. At what point of that season did you say, I'm on a bad team?
No, at that point, you were just like, man, are we going to ever win? But I remember, like the old heads used to say, man, you better play hard because you're an independent contractor. That's the thing I remember. They kept telling me, you're an independent contractor. And whomever we get in here, because we knew Coach Hite was done. So it's like, whoever comes in here, he's going to look at that film. And he's going to see who quit. And the guys that quit, they're going to be out of here. And the guys that quit, they got them out of there quick. Like, that's the reality of being on the team that is playing like that. And I would assume it's the same in every professional sport. Like, you know, as bad as you are, you still got to go out there and play. You still got to put forth the effort. And that's the thing that people are going to look at. Because, you know, you're making a lot of money. So you still have to go out there and play. That's why when I hear people say, oh, well, they're a bad team. bad teams can sneak up on you on any given day. It used to be in NFL any given Sunday, but on baseball it's any given day because they play so much.
I have no problem with the Phillies beating up on bad teams. That's how you get to 95 wins.
Yeah. And guess what? The Braves have a bad team that they're getting ready to play. I think they're getting ready to play the Marlins.
They are.
And they just took an L. They just took an L to the Rangers. Mm-hmm. They won the series against the Rangers, but they took an L to the Rangers. Now they're getting ready to play the Marlins. So you beat up on the teams you're supposed to beat up on, and the Marlins only won six games. So, I mean, nobody's complaining about the Braves' schedule. So that's why I'm not going to complain about what the Phillies are doing. If they're bad, beat them because they're bad.
That's right. And that, I mean, heck, 2 years ago when the Phillies made the playoffs for the first time in forever, they did it on the back of beating the crap out of the Nationals the whole season. That's the way sports work. I mean, beat up the bad teams, hold your own against the good ones, and you'll rack up enough
wins.
That's it.
That's all it is. You just win. Like, you just win more series than you lose. There it is. You got it.
Kent is in Norristown. Hey, Kent.
That was my favorite Embiid hater today.
Oh, Kent, how are we doing today, buddy?
I'm not doing well, Joe. This is pure madness I'm hearing today.
Well, so wait a second. I got to ask you, as the guy that's the Embiid guy.
Yes.
It's madness for me to say they need a better Embiid to win. That's madness.
I'm not saying that what you're saying, that he does. Yes, of course we need a better Embiid to win.
Well, then what's the madness? What's the madness?
The issue is that the man is out here playing his butt off, and we're complaining about him dunking a ball in a playoff game. Are we serious?
Ken, hold on a second.
Ken, dead ass.
Yeah, can we make sure we have some context here? That wasn't a normal dunk, Kent. It was an alley-oop to himself from almost the free throw line. What are we talking about?
So what did he have to drive 30 feet to do that dunk? He act like it was some immensely type of thing he had to do the dunk. The man just dunked the ball in the playoff game. What's that here? He just landed wrong. It happens.
But he didn't have to do that. Hold on a second. This is what. Would you agree we're watching one of the most skilled offensive big men ever? Agree?
And he just showed you some more skill.
No. The skill could have been just shoot it.
Okay, just shoot him. But we were complaining about him going hard to the lane, and he went there and he made an impact on that game. I don't care what y'all talk. And Embiid didn't lose us that game last night, Joe. Let's be all the way honest. We didn't get no help from our bench, and we were out rebounded that whole game. And it wasn't just Embiid; it was the whole team. It was a lack of effort on the boards last night. Okay, that's where we lost the game at. I'm not going to put this one on Embiid. Of course, Embiid, I heard you tweet. Of course, he's going to be a little bit scary off his knee, but you're supposed to be. He just came off for surgery. He got a little bit timid after that. Why wouldn't you get timid? I don't understand why everybody's upset about a man. He didn't do it on purpose. The man got hurt trying to make a play for
his team. Of course he didn't do it on purpose. I just want to make sure I'm hearing this right. So the reigning MVP, one of the best players in the league, went 0-5 in the fourth quarter, and I'm supposed to sit here and blame the bench.
Oh, and 5 and 4 points. Okay, but so let me ask you a question. Who went off for the New York Knicks?
Who won the game for the New York?
Did their superstar go off and beat us last night?
He did not. Nope.
Who beat us last night?
Josh Hart. It was Hart.
Josh Hart.
He went ham.
If they had lost, we could have pointed and said Brunson cost them the game, but they won.
So you admit that it takes other people to help to win games sometimes in the series,
right? Of course it does, Kent. And they got a lot more out of Lowry than we're used to getting. We can't pretend everyone didn't show up in the game. Can't we appreciate it? Again, I'm not saying that they don't need help. Every team needs help. Every player needs help. But I need Embiid to be better. We can't count on the Batum game to come rescue this, save the day again. They need more out of Joel. 215-592-9494. We'll get to all your phone calls here, plus a daily mock at 1 o'clock. And it's Josh Harris about to totally screw up the Commanders. You got to hear what's going on down there. 215-592-9494. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.